I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. President Trump promised to ramp up immigration enforcement, and his administration is making good on that. In a change with the past, federal agents are increasingly detaining undocumented immigrants who have no criminal record. That's a case with two parents arrested recently in San Diego. Now their four children are on their own, while the parents are in detention. Tipa Fernandez recently visited the siblings at home to find out how they're managing on their own.
I'm out back of the small house where the four Duarte children live, standing beside a couple little ice cream push carts. Like his parents, Francisco Duarte, who's 19, started pushing one of these carts as a teen.
My mom and my dad met selling ice cream from push carts 20 years ago when they came to this country.
But since his parents' arrest, Francisco hasn't had time to take out his ice cream cart. In fact, it's mid-afternoon and he's just now having breakfast.
I've been out all morning. We've just been hectic, doing as much as we can for our parents. So, yeah, breakfast at 2:37.
After he and his 12-year-old twin sisters watched their parents handcuffed and driven away by immigration agents, Francisco had no idea what to do. So he asked for help.
I went to my school, my high school, and I asked for references about this case, and they gave me a lot of good references.
They told him who to call, lawyers, immigrant advocates. As he scrambled to get his parents' legal help, his younger brother, Luis, who's 17, was digesting the news and stepping up to help, too.
I just came home and I started cooking for my little sisters to get my mind off the situation.
What did you cook?
The only thing I could cook, eggs with ham. I mean, I'm not a chef or anything.
It was hitting the two older sons hard. They now had to keep up with school and run the household, keeping the house clean, making sure everyone's fed. Then they realized that rent was due in a few days.
When I went over there last Thursday, I asked him, how much money do you guys have?
Mark Lane is a legal assistant at an LA-based immigration law firm. He was one of the people Francisco called for help.
And he told me we have $2,500 in cash and we have to pay rent in 5 days.
Lane, whose firm has taken the case of Francisco's parents, also talked to the kids about all the expenses they'd need to pay. So the kids decided to turn to a terrain they know well, social media.
So recently, my parents were picked up by ICE and
they created this short video, posted it to YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, and set up a GoFundMe fundraising page. They set a target of $10,000.
When it was started, we were at every 10 minutes, we were at $1,000, and it was just amazing. We were so happy over this because that's just one less thing on our plate that we have to worry about, which was money.
The kids set their fundraising goal at $70,000. Just days later, they reached that goal and surpassed it. More than $72,000 in donations have come in so far. They're stunned and grateful.
And it's just very uplifting that every day I get messages from people and they're just letting me know that they're there for me and that if there's anything that I need, that they're a phone call, text away. For anything that does happen, I think that's from Mexico.
It's actually their dad calling from the detention center.
It's my dad.
Bueno,
papá.
Muy bien, muy bien.
Francisco tells his dad about the money coming in on GoFundMe.
De mucha gente, de maestros, de.
His dad wants to know who's donating. Teachers, neighbors, friends, people from around the city. He tells him. As the boys talk to their father, one of Luis's friends, Luz Maria Castañón, is here helping out.
He's going to be valedictorian, honestly. Nothing compared to his GPA.
Meanwhile, in the kitchen, another friend, Maria de Jesus, cooks up some tacos. Francisco comes into the kitchen. As he eats, his younger twin sisters are brought home from school by a neighbor. They both have the same sweet, kind of sad smile. Yareli speaks up.
So usually my mom would be here. She would sometimes have a little snack prepared.
They busy themselves putting things away.
Sometimes it is a bit overwhelming, but
she trails off. 17-year-old Luis says he's headed out.
Oh, I'm going to go do laundry right now because our sheets are like really nasty.
Is that usually your job?
Nah, not really.
After the laundry, he has to be home for his sisters. His brother will be out gathering letters of support from people who knew his parents to help their immigration case.
I understand how hard it is to take care of little kids now.
And he heads out to get the sheets washed. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, San Diego.